Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Coming to you live from out here at Commanders Park here in Ashburn as the Commanders get ready to take on the New Orleans Saints this weekend down in New Orleans. Seemed like the whole thread is asking me about food in New Orleans, and yes, I am looking forward to that. I think we'll be practicing in the dome today, in the bubble today, because they will be playing in a bubble, in a dome down in New Orleans, and you don't really have to be out in the weather right now since you're here. But ultimately, listen, I know we've talked about a lot of different things when it comes to this football team, and I only believe that they need to handle what they can handle themselves. If they come out here and play the game that they're capable of playing, I believe that they are going to beat the Saints. I think if they come out here in half-step like they did against Dallas, you could have a problem. The thing about football, in my eyes, okay, it's a momentum sport. It's a confidence sport. If you're out there playing well, I mean playing bad, and you've been playing bad, and all of a sudden you step up and you play against a team that is really handing it to you, you're going to normally fold. But if that team comes out there and keeps giving you opportunities, keeps giving you a chance to produce, and they don't capitalize off the mistakes you're making, then it ends up being like the Dallas game where all of a sudden you show up and you got a chance late in the game. The team that was favoring, the team that was supposed to win, they begin to get all that pressure on them. They start pressing, stressing, and you lose football games like that. So I just really believe we need to handle our business. But Dan Quinn talks to the media every Wednesday. Let's go out to the park now and take a listen.
And obviously Marshawn this week.
Yep. So Andrew has been cleared to fully participate in practice. And Marshawn is also fully participating in practice. Yes. And tough news on Noe. He's going to be out for a while. And so Brown. So he had a significant internal injury from the game, and so that's going to knock him out for a while. And we love him, and he, this play style, the identity of how he goes, and so that one hurts. He's been absolutely one of our glue guys, and after the game or during the game, between him and the medical staff, they did a really good job to address what was a serious injury. And you know, fortunately, he's going to be okay, but it's going to knock him out for a bit.
Say for a bit, is this season ending for him?
Yeah, we'll visit that later this week, but it's likely, you know, heading that way.
Okay, and I just want to ask one more on Marshawn, too. Just,
sure.
How much can one defender add to a defense and change things for what you do?
Yeah, I think any defender, like, it's a lot of positions you could say that for, John. I think specifically with Marshawn, that's a big deal for us to add a player of his caliber to our team. And so, not to make it, you know, one different than the other, but anytime you can add, you know, competition to a group, it's a really big deal. And Marshawn's, you know, certainly, you know, trended in the right direction for us to play. And so we'll take it through the whole week. We're not going to miss one step with him and the practicing and hitting all the markers. So if it trends that way, good, then we'll go.
To stay with the corners sure. With Mikey Sanders still, obviously he's not the tallest guy out there. How does he use his, what he does have, his lack of size, his whatever else he has, speed,
yep,
to be as successful as he has been the last few weeks?
Yeah, you're right. That there's an element of that that's instinctual. To know how to play, you know, somebody specifically, and that part of knowing where to go through the hands, how to play to a player, those things. And you could also say the same thing even from the tackling standpoint, you know, like he really understands leverage, Ben. And so in tackling, it's all about leverage. You know, can I get to the right spot? Can I get the right technique? And so from that standpoint, that's no surprise why he played well inside, because of understanding leverage and angles, and that carries over, you know, when he's playing outside as well.
And, you know, you guys drafted a lot of guys who were team captains in college, including him. And obviously that's not just necessary for this year, but that's as you're building this. But in terms, right, of this year, how is he, Mikey, how is that aspect of his persona helped you guys this year? Or how has it manifested over the course of the year?
Probably the best way to say it Ben, would be that, you know, we've got a group of guys that, you know, are part of a leadership crew here, and Mike's on it. And so that should say a lot, you know, as a first-year player, that the other guys think of him in that way. And so I love seeing him develop in that way. And he's got some excellent mentors here to look after, but he's very intentional about improvement and getting better and finding the right things to hit on. And so that's the type of player that you want leading. And so, yeah, he's I'd heard he was remarkable in that sense before I met him. And I certainly have not been disappointed since then. I can remember asking a player there, if you could only bring one player with you from this group, who would it be? And the player was like, Mikey, why are you even asking me? And I thought to myself, okay, that's of a crew that had a lot of good players on that team. The player's response was Mike. And it wasn't even like a hesitation. It was almost like, I'm insulted that you asked that. So I thought that's a pretty good sign as what leading as a young guy would look like.
Hey, Dan, with Noah being out, I mean, how big of a loss is that offensively, and who do you want to see maybe get those snaps and kind of step up here?
Yeah, it is the hardest part as you're going through it for the game and when you miss, you know, significant time. And we've got a pretty deep crew there. And so that helps where guys can play into different spots. And you've probably seen some guys play outside, some guys play inside. And so having a deep crew allows you to do that, but Noah does have some specific size and speed traits that are unique to him. He's just such a tough, hard-ass competitor, and so I love that he brings that to the team. And I know he'll get back and he'll get, you know, well, but it's definitely a tough one for us because of not just what he brings on the field, but also it's got what he brings off the field as a ball player and as a man.
You know, when you took this job, Dan, you probably had some short-term expectations and long-term expectation. And as you go about it, where you're at today in the building, as a franchise, as a team, do you feel like your vision is ahead of schedule?
I didn't put a timetable on it to say there had to be something, you know, by this marker or this date. We just, Adam and I, wanted to go after it together as hard as we could and, you know, keep our head down to go. That's probably a better question, you know, months from now when the season's done, to say what are the things that we've accomplished that we wanted to so far, and now what are the steps that we want to go ahead. As it sits today, I don't think too far down the line or too far back for that matter. And the reason I do that is just, man, it's just throw it all into this week with the guys and dig in from there. But it's been like a really cool journey so far, and I haven't allowed myself to look, like I said, too far down one way or another. But the people, like most things, make the experience. And so that's the part that, you know, I'm really enjoying, in those relationships with those people.
You said at the top you identified some things that you want to clean up. Can you clarify what
sure.
those things are?
There's a number of things, but when you're kind of, you can't pick 30 things, right, Chick? So there's some line of scrimmage stuff that we wanted to make sure on both sides, you know, the lead sled dogs, you know, we're getting the right looks for the right, you know, guys, and putting them in the right spaces. And so those we won. We're always going to dig in on third down, always. And then the winning time moments, as the season goes along and the air gets a little thinner, you got to keep executing at a really high level. And we've all seen that, you know, from, you know, games over the weekend and that you watch, to say those are the moments, Chick. And so we still do some. We just got done a walkthrough today that had some, you know, specific end of game, end of half moments. We'll have some more at practice today and into tomorrow. So those are the ones that I don't think you ever feel like, okay, we've done enough there. You always want to stay ready. You always want to stay on it, because so many of these games, I don't know, maybe there's 70% of them are within one score or something. It's a high number. And as it gets even, you know, moving further, those are the moments, man, that when they come up, you got to nail them. So I don't ever want us to think, okay, we're good on that. We've done this 2 minute. We've done a clock. No, no, no. Let's do it again.
Dan, how weird or hard or difficult is it to get ready for a game where you don't know who the opposing quarterback is, and it seems like on some level there's three different options?
Yeah. I don't know where you're going with that. How weird is it to start the question? But I get where you're going now. I said, yeah, we know. It's good, though. It's a good thing. It's only weird if it worked. Doesn't work. You'd really think about the system, because Coach Kubiak in this system, you know, although there's tape on all three quarterbacks, you want to look at what's the team do. And most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time, if you changed a player, you still run that system. It's not so different that one's this way and one's that way. Those teams, it can be even more difficult, you know, to do. I can remember years back, with I hope I get the name right, with Cam Newton and Derek Anderson. I'm hoping that I say that right. And they were much different in terms of the way they would feature players, where in this system, you know, first year into that, there's a lot of the same calls. Now, it won't be all the same, but there'll be a lot of the same. So that's where we put our time and our effort in. From the specific players who are studying, you know, the other ones, we've got the film on all three, so that's how you have to prepare. It takes a little extra for the players, but you have to really train for what they do best and then work back from there.
And then with Crowder, open the window there. Any more importance to his return now that Noah's going to be out for some time? How do you view Crowder's role perhaps going forward, and where is he just in the injury process?
So he's had a good process of going through, and we haven't missed one step of his recovery. And that's the biggest piece. And we were referring to Marshawn earlier, and it's the same thing with JC, to say all the way through, to make sure there are no setbacks, we're pushing it forward. And then when we feel like, all right, it's game ready, then we'll go. So we'll make that decision after we go through practice. You know, could be this week or the following. We had some space and time to do that. His value as a returner, his value as a slot is proven. And so that's a good thing. But we're not going to miss one step. If he's ready and it fits, then we'll do it. And if we need more space and runway to do that, we'll go that way. So like most big decisions, you take the time you need to make the right decision. And then that's why they have this window, which I think honestly is a really good return to play format. Some people need longer windows and runways to return. Some injuries require that. Others don't need as much. So that's why, okay, this player doesn't need 7 days or, you know, 14 days. He only needs seven. So I think having the flexibility, it's just better for the players. And I don't know what the numbers say, but I would imagine that the re-injury rate is lower, you know, because years ago when they were back, you go, we're back, you go. And we're getting smarter, you know, as we're moving forward. And I think that's a big piece of it.
Aside from quarterback, what do you see from this offense, is the offensive system and the players around them?
Well, I think featuring Kamara, you know, as a runner, this is a fantastic player. And so when you run a zone scheme like they do, and you can really stick your foot in the ground, plant and go. And for the teams that covered, for the people that covered, you know, through Mike Shanahan here, and the speed off the ball, putting your foot in the ground, that's Alvin, and that's his speed. He can really stick his foot in the ground, jab, and be, and then bless. And then the other side is him as a receiver. And so it's not just screens, but when you can put a running back out in the slot or outside and throw the ball down the field, that changes things. So he's a fantastic fit in a good system. He's one of those rare players, whatever system you have, he's going to play well, but there's certain ones that fit guys more. So he's the focal point to me, but that's where it starts in the running game for them.
What have you seen on tape from Chase Young?
Really, you know, from the right side, you see a strong edge setter, you know, a guy who can absolutely bring it, tight end side, open side runs, and then chop club. So, you know, a big athletic player. And they've got a nice defensive line with some guys that can move and rush and put them into different locations, and Chase right in the middle of all that.
Hey, Coach.
Hi, Donna.
Where have you seen the growth as far as the offensive line, as far as their pass and their run protection?
The last game was a big boost for us. We really have emphasized it, Donna, to make sure could our combinations be on point and could we really nail down the things that we wanted to. Now, like most things, one game doesn't say, okay, everything's this or that, but staying in that pocket of putting the work in, because this is a really connected group, and so having Wiley back into that has been good. Luke has started at right and at left, so the group has played, you know, seven or eight guys and played well doing that. But to have everybody in concert and connected for all the practices, that's a big deal moving forward. And so those are the things that take place on the offensive side. It's so much of it is chemistry and the communication with those guys. And so having the chance to full speed work, that allows you to play really fast when the game comes, because you've already done some reps in practice that were at like a good pace. And so that's where those small advantages come in.
Same with the defense. Where have you seen that improvement?
The same spot for me in the run game, and certainly from the last game, but the same emphasis of in-run fits, into the go. We're still, you know, digging in on to make sure that's all the time. And this group is a really good running offense. And so I love that that's the challenge for the guys for this week. They've got a bunch of different schemes and some like a really accomplished running group.
All right, that's Dan Quinn talking to the media as he does every Wednesday from out here at Commanders Park. We're going to take a quick break here. When we get back, we will discuss what he had to say.